My father's in physics. I mean to say he studies physics. It's his business to study it. We're all in physics, if you catch me. He works up at the lab. I haven't seen him in a while. But how do you begrudge that to someone working on such important things? I never caught on with science. Guess that means I'm more like my mother, God rest her. I don't get what happens in the world through numbers and tests, but if you tell it to me like a joke, I get it all the way. That's why I've always enjoyed living here. This place is hilarious. I'll tell you a story that counts as a joke around here. It happened to my father back when I was a child. He was in a test chamber at the lab, and he and this partner he was always talking about, I never met him, but I guess he was Dad's best friend, they were drinking mugs of coffee and talking about the universe. And this is something you had to do professionally, but it rubbed off into your everyday talk, too. He was saying that there's a whole other universe out there made up of all the things we don't know. But his friend said that we were just one universe equal to an infinite number of others that were all equally unknown. So if you want to be mathematically clever, you could say that if you average that out, then it means we'll never actually know anything at all. Yeah, pretty smart folks to conceive of things like that. And then there was this queer pop in the air. And they looked over, and each of them had a second mug of coffee, just like that. Identical mugs, coffee the same temperature, even the same amount of sugar my dad puts in. Now that's not the funny part. Things like that were known to happen at the lab. But they both looked at the extra mugs, then looked at each other, and they said, "This just proves my point." And they said it at exactly the same time. That's the funny part. Sure, they told you all about the neighborhood, but this whole area is near the lab, and that has had a definite effect on the way life goes. They mentioned the bubbles, right? A few years after they started doing whatever they do up there, the whole area ended up with these bubbles. Now, they call them by some other word, but some of us just got to calling them bubbles, and that's what stuck. They're not physical bubbles. Maybe physics bubbles. Well, somebody smarter than I am can answer that. But most likely, you'd say they're bubbles of time settled all over town. Slow time over here, fast time over there. You can't see them. Scientists had to march around with stopwatches and map out where they appeared. If they know where the bubbles came from, they haven't told us. My father tried to explain it to me once. All I could tell you is that it was a side product of some experiment into the fundamentals of things. You get to know when you go in or out of one, feel a little queasy. There's this quiet ache deep down in your muscles. Passes after a bit. Government made a pill. They don't make you take it, but it takes a lot of the edge off. I think it's thinning out my hair, but you make your trades in life. Time difference isn't so big. Maybe a second per minute. Meals don't line up at first, little things like that. But then in the long run, it gets further and further out of cock. The neighbor there, his house is in fast time. Look over at his window sometimes. He's earlier out of bed each day. Didn't happen that much faster than everywhere else. You look directly at it, seems normal enough. But boy, is it funny watching a life in fast time over the long haul. Government offered to move him to another house if he didn't want to live faster. He refused. He said, "If only you people," he said, "could feel what it's like for someone like me to slow down." Most people don't know what he means by that. They argue about if he means to say it's torment or a kind of ecstasy. I get it, though. I know he means both. Now, this house here, I've been plunked right in the middle of a slow bubble. Been here 40 years. Even in my neighborhood, which anyone would confess has got its peculiarities, to see a fast bubble and a slow bubble all but sharing a property line is a deuce of a peculiarity. Sometimes I think it's why my father bought it. No matter how many hours there are in a day, he's curious in all of them. I know my mom never liked it. In my slow bubble, The world outside looks like it's in an unhealthy rush. But I can just sit, listen to the kettle whistle. I sleep more. No one gets to tell me I spend too much time with the Sunday crossword. Old lady down the street used to leave her pies here. Said they'd keep longer. It's better you don't spend too much time on the phone. It sounds strange. Go see someone. That's what we do around here. If you got kids, you should know they moved the school to make sure it was in an area without bubbles. Seemed like a fair thing to do. There's a bit of a bubble spills over into one of the parks. Not the one by the lake, the other one. First they just marked it with cones, but then somebody got the idea to plant trees around it. The way they blossom and turn out of order, it's something. Green on one side, autumn gold on the other. That's what happens to my favorite one in August these days. I feel like I see my kids less, because I live slow. They wanted out of the neighborhood, so when they grew up, they made it. More of my friends drift away, too. Life has taken them places at a pulse I don't feel. I used to get at least 10 hours of normal time a day from going to work, but a couple of years ago, I started to work at home. Too much of it made me seasick-like. And there's the waiting. Sometimes it's sweet to wait, but in the others, I'll probably live longer than most of the people I know. I'll probably die the last of them. I'll tell you another joke about the lab of my father's. He took me on a tour once, and we walked by an office, and there was this perfect little desk in there, and a little boy looked about 6 years old, scribbling furiously at this giant math problem that took up the whole back wall. "Who's that?" I couldn't help but ask. And my dad said, "Oh, that's the old man. Stuff he works on, I don't even understand it." Now, you're going to think I'm goofy, but I could swear that 6-year-old was a dead ringer for a picture I've got of my father at that age. That's the best way I know how to tell you what kind of neighborhood you're moving into. They never did tell me if he died or not. Just went into work one day and didn't come back. And from then on, whenever we asked after him, they just said, "He cannot leave the lab right now." That was all they said from that day on. "He cannot leave the lab right now." Well, at least I know he's got plenty of coffee the way he likes it there.
Bubbles was written and directed by Nicholas Thirkettle. It was performed by John Walcutt. Sound design and original music was by Darren Lodwick. Artwork was by Kevin Necessary. Earbud Theater was created by Casey Wolf and is produced by Casey Wolf, Brandon Coluccio, Nicholas Thirkettle, and Aaron Drown. And this episode was produced in conjunction with the University of Texas at Austin's Semester in LA program, so big thank you to Mac Torluccio and all of his students for their assistance in recording this piece. Hi, this is Nicholas Thirkettle. You may have noticed that what you listened to just now was a little different than what we've been doing at Earbud Theater in the past. Bubbles is actually a short story that I wrote. It's going to be published in a collection of mine called Stages of Sleep. It's going to be available in digital bookstores starting in March. It's 15 stories ranging from realistic literary fiction to, stuff like you just heard in Bubbles. I hope you'll check it out and enjoy it. 2015 is going to be a big year for us at Earbud. You're going to get a lot more episodes. There's going to be more personnel to create even more amazing, complex soundscapes. And we're even going to be working on our first live event, among other things. And because of all these changes and trying out different things like we're doing today, we really want to hear from you and find out if you think they belong in the Earbud Theater experience. So please tweet at us, post to our Facebook, or email us at earbudtheater@gmail.com. We'd really love to hear from you. Thank you for listening.